Parshas B'Shalach begins by telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael on the circuitous route to get to Eretz Yisrael. And in the meantime, the one important piece of information for today's idea from the Chasam Sofer is it says, V'chamushi malu b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim, that b'nei Yisrael came out of Egypt. Chamushim. What is chamushim? So Rashi has two interpretations. The more famous idea of chamushim is that one-fifth of the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, the other four-fifths died during Makas Choshech. But the Chasam Sofer focuses on Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's first pshat, which is the simple understanding, v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, says Rashi, ein chamushim ela mizuyanim, that the B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim armed. They had weapons. Where did they get the weapons? Presumably they got the weapons on when they took all the clay kesef and clay zahav. Perhaps that's where they got the weapons from. It's not very clear. But nevertheless, says the Chasam Sofer, I don't understand. If Klal Yisrael already has weapons, if they're alu B'nai Yisrael mi'Mitzrayim b'chamushim, then why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the Mitzrayim by drowning them in the Yam Suf? Make a different miracle. Tell Klal Yisrael to defend themselves. They're already armed. And fight with them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. Hashem yilachem lachem, v'atem tacharishun. But Hashem will fight, and how will he fight? Instead of you just sitting there and walking through the Yam Suf and letting them drown, instead, you're actually going to go with your bare arms, and you're going to fight. And that's how you're going to defeat them. What was the purpose of such a tremendous miracle? The Beis HaLevi does discuss the necessity of Kriyas Yam Suf and says that the manner in which their level of emunah, or an understanding in who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as a god, changed. They thought that originally he was only a god that meets out punishment, but then they saw that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is a person who also gives sustenance and controls everything in the world. So it was a higher level, higher madrega of emunah. That was the necessity of Kriyas Yam Suf. But says the Chasam Sofer, the truth is, Kriyas Yam Suf wasn't necessary. Really, it would have been just as fine or appropriate for Klal Yisrael to defend themselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a miracle that these wandering Jews will defeat the Egyptians with their weapons. But what changed? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefer, and why did he choose for Kriyas Yam Suf near Paro v'Chelo v'Yam Suf? What was the significance of that? Says the Chasam Sofer al Derech Musar, says you have to remember something. You have to remember that Klal Yisrael were guests in Mitzrayim. They were in Achsania. As we're told, Lo sitai vadomi ki achichu lo sisai v'mitzri ki ger ha'is v'arzo. You have to remember not to hate Egyptians, not to abhor Egyptians, because you lived as a foreigner in their land. And therefore, for Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, if you're going to fight against the Mitzrayim, going to have hand-to-hand combat, then it's a lack of hakaras hatov. Yes, they subjugated you. Yes, they treated you poorly. But at the end of the day, you were an achsanya, you were a guest in their land, and that requires a level of hakaras hatov. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to punish the Mitzrayim. How? Not with hand-to-hand combat, not by involving B'nai Yisrael in the act of the killing of the Egyptians, but rather I'm going to do it on my own without any intervention. I'm going to ask B'nai Yisrael to go b'soch hayam b'yabasha, go into the Yam Suf, and then the sea will split, and then the Mitzrayim will follow, and I, on my own, will defeat and will drown the Egyptians. And that is what the Chasam Sofer says, v'zeh d'mashmi'enu k'rahachi musar v'derech eretz. That's the musar and derech eretz of this idea, shechamushim alu b'nei Yisrael. They were armed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said, I will take care of you, you go fight them hand-to-hand combat, and I will make sure that the Egyptians will be destroyed. But nevertheless, v'yafal pikein l'ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ilachamu yimohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Jews to wage war against the Egyptians, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baka Hayam Lifneim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it on his own. That's the extent to which we have to go for Hakaras HaTov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create a tremendous miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf just so that we can emphasize again the importance of Hakaras HaTov and being grateful, even if we weren't treated with the respect that we deserve. Nevertheless, in life, there's still a level of Hakaras HaTov and recognition for having been guests in someone's country, in someone's home. And that is the message that the Chasam Sofer brings out from this Rashi and this Pasuk V'chamushim, Alu B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Always have Hakaras HaTov, despite the challenges and difficulties that your host nation may provide from time to time.